You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Slow Dive with Star Roving. There's a very good reason why I played that song, because I was lucky enough to get an interview not too long ago with Christian Saville not too long after the new album came out, and it's finally got it ready for you guys, and it's all ready to go. I was incredibly fortunate to get to do the interview. He's a really awesome guy, from what I got, from what I gathered in the short while that I spoke to him. So I'm going to play this, and I can show you this interview that I did. And yeah, I'll let Christian tell you about the new album and how it came together, and how they reunited and created their first record in 25 years. 27 years. I mean, over 25 years. 27 years. Excuse me. Not 20. Hang on. 25 years? Never mind. I think it's 20 years. 20 years. 20 years. That's it. I'm getting my maths wrong. I'm going to stop talking and let Christian do the talking. So here it is. Interview with Slow Dive. So, because it's been 22 years since the release of Pygmalion and 3 years since the band got back together, is there a story behind you guys reforming?
Yeah, basically, I mean, in the years leading up to us getting back together, we were sort of getting more and more questions like, oh, when you guys getting back together, you should get back together. And we were like, no, nobody cares. Why would we do that? But I think what happened was Primavera got in touch with Neil and said, look, we'd really like Slow Dive to play at Primavera. So Neil sort of phoned the rest of us up and said, look, you know, how do you feel about us, you know, making a new record and doing some gigs? And we all were really excited about it, and we couldn't honestly believe that these huge festivals wanted to book us. We just couldn't believe it. So it's all been a bit unbelievable, really.
So it was a matter of just festivals were fans and they knew they wanted you guys to play and they knew they'd get a crowd, and it just kind of sort of happened that way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, basically.
So the new record, which is self-titled, it's, like I said, the first one in 22 years. I had listened through, and I just want to say the production sound is absolutely incredible on that album. It's very familiar sounding, like it's got that Slow Dive sound, but it's incredible 21st century modern cutting edge production. How long have you kind of been preparing and writing that record? And like, has it been in the works for a while, or was it like quite a quick process?
Took longer than we wanted, really, because the plan was to do a few gigs and then go straight into a studio, but we just ended up doing way more gigs than we thought we would. And it was easy doing the old songs, but we found that when we went into a recording studio to try and do new songs, it was kind of a bit, it was what kind of band we want to be now, you know. So we'd start playing songs and we were like, is this sound like Slow Dive? Is this too much like Slow Dive? And I think it took us a bit of time to kind of just relax and just forget about it and just play the music. So I think it took us about 18 months really from those first get-togethers to really finishing the album.
There always seemed to be a heap of guitar effects and sort of layers on the 90s albums. However, what's changed about your recording and the process and the equipment that you use within that time, you know, compared to when you were writing those albums back in, you know, 95, 93?
It was a bit of a different process because, I mean, we've got different equipment, although Neil still uses the exact same two amps that he used back in the day. But, you know, obviously we've got different guitar pedals and stuff now. We don't have any of the original gear that we had back then. But, you know, I guess the process has changed a little bit as well, because we'd get together and work on songs, and then Neil would record them, and Neil would take them back to his studio in Cornwall, work on them and change them, chop them up, and then bring them back and say, oh, this has changed. And so the songs kind of had several different lifetimes, if you see what I mean. They changed and evolved into different things from when they started out. Not all of them. Song like Sugar for the Pill, that's pretty much live.
It's funny you mentioned Sugar for the Pill, because that song was the song on the album that I found the most reminiscent, actually, from Sivlaki and sort of that period. Was the recording of that done in a much more similar way to how you may have done it 25 years ago?
Possibly, yeah. I think Neil had the basic melody in mind for that, and we just got together in studio in Exeter, I think, and pretty much did it straight away, really. So most of what you're hearing on that record is what was recorded initially. There's a few bits and bobs after that, but yeah, that's a pretty pure recording, that one.
Anecdotally, from your point of view, have you found like the new singles and the recent tours and sort of the Reformation has brought Slowdive to sort of younger crowd?
Well, that's been one of the most sort of amazing things for us, is when we did get back together, we were like, well, who's going to come and see us? Is it just going to be like old dudes? But when we play, it's just the front, it's mainly just kids, you know, which has been amazing. And you meet up some of these kids after the gigs and they weren't even born when we did the first record.
I was looking back at your back catalogue. I was actually born the year you broke up. I am actually one of those kids.
But we love that. We're just so amazed by that. Honestly, we can't tell you how, like, because when you start as a band, you know, you really hope that your music's going to have some kind of longevity.
Yeah.
To hear people 20 years on are just discovering it is incredible. You know, that's kind of like an ambition of a band, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. No, I totally 100% understand that. You had a heap of side projects, like you and other members of the band through the 2000s, yeah. And like Mojave 3 and Monster Movie, all that, and Black Hearted, yeah. Brother. Have you had any ideas that have been taken from any of those side projects and brought into the new Slowdive material or the new stuff you're playing?
Neil's the main songwriter, so I think there may be your melody that perhaps he had earmarked for his own stuff that he's brought in. I couldn't tell you. I think Simon brought an influence to it because he's really interested in his electronic music and his field recordings and brought some of that into the album, which has been a really nice little touch, I think. But other than that, we try and just keep everything with the five of us, really, because I think that's what makes it Slowdive.
One more question I was going to ask you, and I know this is a long shot, but I know that Brian Eno collaborated with you guys on Souvlaki. Would there be any possibility of a potential Eno Slowdive collaboration happening again in the future?
I don't know. We haven't discussed that, and I don't know. Probably not, I would say, but not that we would be against it, but... Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
No,
but we love Brian, you know?
I knew it was a long shot. I was like, fingers crossed. Thank you so much for talking to me, Christian.
It's actually
been a genuine pleasure.
Thank you, Connor.
The new album is out. It's self-titled. It's called Slowdive. You can tell the singles and the new Slowdive stuff from all the cubes that are on the album covers. I didn't notice that. It's a lot of cubes. But yes, thank you so much for talking to me. And good luck on the tour and good luck with the new album.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And that there was Christian Saville from Slowdive talking about the brand new album. Right there. Really incredible record, by the way. Highly, highly recommend going and getting it, especially because it's a fairly historic record. You can get it out now. It's out in about its second week, I believe. So very, very new, but still an incredible, incredible, incredible record. Really do get it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.